Sectional is underway. The run-up and the boot. It's a line drive kick, and Reed will watch it bounce 5 yards into the end zone. It's a touchback, and Warsaw will take over first down and 10 from their 20.
In this first drive for Warsaw, it's not necessarily critical that they mount a long, sustaining drive. Emotions are running high. Typically in big games, the emotions are just they are what they are. It's once the game kind of settles down a little bit and we kind of get into a flow, that's where these drives will matter. But it'll be interesting to see how we do this first drive against the Minutemen defense.
Quentin Brock will bring his team to the line of scrimmage at his own 20 at the south end of Freed Field. And right away they run Schenck up the middle, and Schenck will be pushed back. They will give him credit for 2 yards on an opening carry of the football game. And it was Derek Gomez along with Kamari Jackson sneaking in from his safety spot to make the stop. Second down and 8. Again, Concord, 8 men within 3 yards of the line of scrimmage, and at the snap they are running forward. And Warsaw will send 2 wideouts to the near side, which will take 2 guys out of the box. Second and 8. Brock, option play right. He hands off up the middle, and there's not much room there. And Schenck takes the carry and gets another yard to the 23-yard line. Donovan Arnold on the stop, the 5'11", 215-pound senior who signed this week to go throw for the track and field team at Purdue Fort Wayne.
To say, he doesn't look 215.
No, he looks bigger than that, doesn't he?
He looks bigger. That's a big boy.
You know why? Because he's 315.
Well, that makes
typographically like, by the broadcaster.
Like, that's the biggest 215-pound guy I've ever seen.
That's happened. Third down and 7. Tigers from their own 23, opening drive of the game. Option play to the right, and Brock's going to keep it, and he'll get across the 25 and out to the 27-yard line. That's a gain of 4 for Quentin, but short of the first down by a good 3 yards, almost 3.5. And the offense for Warsaw is staying on the field.
Okay.
There is a breeze. It is blowing from west to east here at Freed Field. So it doesn't really advantage anyone in this particular scenario. Well, moments of truth sometimes come early, and we're at one if Warsaw, in fact, goes for it. And they're going to run a play. It's a play-action fake. They lob it up the far side for Logan Carley. Gets grabbed, and there's the flag. Mark Herman grabbed a hold of Logan Carl's left arm and wouldn't let him go because if he'd have caught it, he'd have had a first down and a lot more.
A lot more, that's right. So this technically probably should be holding, but they're going to call pass interference. But, yeah, he kind of just grabbed on, and that was a great call by the ref there. I was hoping that I'd see a flag there.
Pass interference because the ball was in the air.
Yep.
And so Warsaw gets a first down by penalty against the Minutemen, and they'll take it. So Bart Curtis rolls the dice, and it comes up 5-2. Warsaw gets first down. They move the ball out to the Warsaw 42-yard line. 9:55 left to play here in the opening quarter. It's good to have Scott Smith back with us on the stat computer because I'm trying in my head. I was trying to process how I would have dealt with all that. Quentin Brock in the offense, back to work from their 42, first down and 10. And this is Brock on the keeper, and he'll get across the 45. He'll get 5 yards to the 47-yard line. That is the traditional option play where Brock reads the defensive end, he caved in,
yep,
and Brock runs around him to the right.
And then that fullback becomes lead blocker, and Quentin just follows him into the hole, and that was a good 5-yard run there.
Second down and 5 from the Tiger 47. Ball near the far hash mark, wide side of the field to the left side of the formation. And again, it's the same play, and it is Brock across the midfield stripe, and I think he's got a first down.
Yep.
Yes, first down Tigers. A first down by penalty and a first down rushing. And Warsaw, with 9:17 left to play here in the opening quarter, has a first down at the Concord 48-yard line. When the Tigers played Concord the first time, they got behind 10-0, then scored to make it 10-7, and got the ball back on the interception by Flores Ortega, got a first down to the Concord 44, turned it over on downs from there. That's when Concord went on their run. They're going to run a sweep to the right. It's Tucker Reed around the corner, 40, 35, 30. Afterburners are on. He's going to go all the way, 48 yards. Touchdown, Tigers. Concord stepped up into the box, and they bit hook, line, and sinker, and Reed makes them pay. And with 8:45 to go in the opening quarter, Warsaw is on the board first.
And there's that counterplay that we've talked about quite a bit this season. Everybody flows to the left, and here comes Tucker to the right, and there was nobody out there. And then once he got into the open space, he was long gone. Great play call.
Conley now for the point after. John, 22 of 27. Remember, he missed his first three. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is up, and the kick is through. 7-0 Warsaw. 8:45 left to play here in the opening quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Luis Munez-Bermudez has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line right in the middle of the big, bright, white X. Kicking toward the north. The Minutemen have two men deep. Brevard is on the far side. And another man. Oh, it's an onside kick. Oh, and it bounced around loose. I think Warsaw got it. Warsaw jumped on it. And they were waiting for the signal. Warsaw comes out of there with the ball. They do. Warsaw onside kicked it, and they recover at the Concord 49-yard line. Holy cow.
Unbelievable. Coach Curtis bringing out all the stops in this sectional game. First, it's a fourth down on our own 27-yard line going for it. And then now an onside kick. Start the second drive. Unbelievable.
Wow. Well, if you think about it, Luis is the long kicker.
Right.
If Whitaker would have been in there, they might have been more aware.
That was a perfectly executed onside kick.
It was. It barely went across, and there was only one Concord guy there, and a Warsaw guy may have touched it first.
And I think it was Robbie Strong that got it first, but he took a lick. But wow.
Craig Kaler is upset about something. He's all the way out past the numbers. And he's talking with the head referee about something.
And with the 10 and yards.
It did go 10 yards.
It did.
I think, just by his motions, I think Craig is saying that Warsaw tipped it before then. But that, I don't think that's right. I think it went past the 50.
We have a pretty good view here. We're right down the 50-yard line.
Yeah, we're sitting right on the 50.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's what he's saying. But
Warsaw did touch it first, but it had gone the 10 yards
when
that happened. So Warsaw takes over. They're going to put the ball right at the 50-yard line. Going to be first down and 10 for Warsaw, already up 7-0. Quint Brock in the offense, right back out there. And they're going to hand it off. No, it's going to be Brock on the keeper to the right, and he'll get inside the 50-yard line to the 47, a gain of 3 for the Tiger quarterback. It's off to a very good start. Warsaw, again, working the edges in the game against Concord. First time around, Warsaw was not really able to do a lot in the middle, but they were able to get to the outside. Because Concord's committing so many guys to the inside the tackle box within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. Second down and 7. Just over 8 minutes left to play in the opening quarter. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead in the football. Brock with a hard count now stands up, and they're going to let him choose the play. Now he's going to look back here, and Warsaw's going to have to take timeout. Timeout, Warsaw, 7:54 left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead, facing second down when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Scott Smith to my right doing the stat computer. By the way, we missed you incredibly.
Oh,
especially 2 weeks ago against Northridge. They were throwing a lot of passes. We were scrambling trying to get all that put together. And I didn't do such a good job. Second down and 7. Warsaw leading 7-0. The ball at the Concord 47. And it's going to be Brock on the keeper. This time he goes left. And he runs right into the waiting arms of Kamari Jackson, the safety for Concord. It's a gain of a yard to the 46. It's third down and 6 for the Tigers.
So this one is kind of close to what we were talking about pregame, about those third. I know it's third and 6, but, third and 7, third and 8, those are kind of tough downs. But obviously you go for it on fourth and from your own 27, you're going to go for it.
Yeah.
From their 42.
Well, what you do here,
you call this play like you're going to go for it.
Yeah, improves your odds significantly. Yep. Third down and six. Option play up the middle. Oh, the ball came out, and Concord's recovered, and they're going to run it back for a touchdown. Holy cow. Brody Duncan got hit at the line of scrimmage. The ball popped out, and Kamari Jackson has run it back for a score. 48 yards, and Concord, just like that, can tie the game. Oh, my.
So somebody, I don't know if that was number two there that ran it, but somebody put a hat right on that ball, and that ball just popped right out, hit the ground, bounced straight up, and Jackson was off to the races. It couldn't have bounced any better for Concord. Literally, the ball bounced the correct way.
Strange start to the game.
No kid.
Concord with a fumble recovery for a touchdown with 7:03 left to play here in the first quarter. And now a chance to tie the game. Potter, again, really good kicker, 39-42 on extra points. Brevard, by the way, is the holder. Snap, spot, kick is on the way, and it's good. 7-7 with 7:03 left to play here in the opening quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Well, if you had an onside kick and a fumble return for touchdown on your bingo card, you're in good shape tonight.
You're in very good shape.
Warsaw 7, Concord 7. And a very strange, strange start to this football game.
Yeah, it's 7-7 in the Concord offense.
Has it taken the field yet?
So this will be Warsaw's third drive.
Yes. Yes, it will. Potter with the ball teed up at the 40. Don't put Craig Kaler above
right.
His own little chicanery.
Right.
Try to get the ball back, get his offense on the field. Warsaw recovered the onside kick, had third and six. They gave the ball to Duncan up the middle. He got hit right as he got to the line of scrimmage, and the ball went flying out of there. And Kamari Jackson picked it up on, I think, one bounce and ran it in. Here's another kickoff for a touchback. And Warsaw will start from the 20-yard line with 7:03 left to play here in the first quarter in a 7-7 game.
And Warsaw now, they just can't let that turnover define them for this game. It's just you've got to turn the page. Sometimes stuff like that happens where a defender will get his fist in there or get his hat in there. And if you do that right, no matter how tight you hold onto that ball, a lot of times that ball is going to pop through. So now we just have to put it behind us. Let's get a long, sustained touchdown drive here.
It's Warsaw's 10th lost fumble this season. For Duncan, it's his first. So Warsaw will start over from the 20-yard line in a 7-7 game. Schenk in the backfield. And it's going to be Brock to keep it. And he's got some room. And then a flag comes in. Two flags come in. The ball is out again. But I believe they're going to say that he was down. Ball was recovered by Concord. It's going to be a holding penalty against the Tigers. Yep. Holding against Warsaw. Craig Kaler's pointing in the toward the end zone where they're going, hoping that they will signal that a fumble. And it's not going to be. But it is going to move the ball back inside the Tiger 15-yard line, back to the 13.
And I know we're a little biased, but I think that he was down.
I believe he was. Okay. So second down and 17 now for the Tigers.
That's a big penalty right there.
The game started so well, and now all of a sudden it's turned very sour very quickly. Warsaw has to get the ball to the 30-yard line to get a first down. They got a ways to go. Brock going to keep it, going to pitch it back late. Harmon around the corner, and he's pushed out of bounds, out past the 20-yard line to the 21. Stopped on the play by Gomez. So that's a gain of 8 for Wyatt, and it sets up third down. Actually, where did they put the ball down at? They put the ball down at the 22, so given 9 yards on that carry, and it's the scoreboard says it's third down, but the down marker says second.
It should be second down.
Was the holding penalty on first down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It should be second down.
Thank you. Second down and 8. Brock under center, ball in the near hash mark. Option play right, hands off up the middle. And this will be Schenck on the carry. That'll get to the 25-yard line. That's a gain of 3 yards. Craig Kaler's back out on the field again.
He's spending a lot of time out there.
He is really upset about something. Third down and 5 coming up now for Warsaw. 6:10 left to play and a very eventful opening period. Warsaw 7, Concord 7. Play clock at 6. Warsaw hasn't broke the huddle yet. They're going to have to take another timeout. And the play clock's going to run out. Did the Tigers take a timeout?
No, they didn't.
They're asking for a new play clock, and they're getting one. Okay.
Some of the logistics here of playing at a neutral site, probably.
Maybe. Third down and 5. Tigers at their own 25. Brock now has a word for Wyatt Harmon. He might be changing the play. Quentin is going to keep it. He's going to run to the right. Gets away from one. Gets away from two and dives forward. And I think he got the first down out to the 30-yard line. For a minute, I wasn't sure how in the world he was ever going to get the extra 3 yards after the initial contact, but he did. I think it's first down Tigers.
And we've known this. I've known this personally for the last 3-4 years. He's an athlete, and he's going to do whatever it takes to get those yards. And, man, he jumped through the air and got it.
5 minutes left to play opening quarter. Warsaw 7, Concord 7. Tucker Reed with a 48-yard touchdown run. Get the Tigers on the board. And a minute 42 later, Kamari Jackson ran back a fumble. 48 yards for Concord's score. Option play. Again, it's Brock. And he'll dive forward, and he'll get 4 yards to the Tiger 34-yard line before he's brought down by Gomez and Carson Weirich, the other guy on this defense that we really appreciate so much. 31 solo tackles, 25 assisted, 5 of those for loss. Second down at about 5.5 for Warsaw. And again, the Concord offense has not run a play from scrimmage yet.
That's remarkable, considering the fact that the first quarter is coming to a close soon.
If Warsaw gets a first down here and hangs on to the ball, Warsaw can have the ball for the entire first quarter and still be tied. And they run the counter play. This is Reed looking for blockers. He gets a block. He's turning upfield. He's still on his feet. 40 to the 45 and all the way out to the midfield stripe. Reed looked like he was going to get a first down, and that's all. And then he got 10 more yards. It's a gain of 16 and a first down for Warsaw.
And we've seen that quite a bit this year from Tucker Reed. The ability of him to keep on his feet, the incredible balance that he has. He's got such a low center of gravity. It just prevents them from getting good tackles, getting good hands on him.
7-7 the score. Warsaw and Concord here at Freed Field at Penn High School. We're just literally around the corner from the GM plant, the Hummer plant. And the ball sits right on the 50 on the far hash mark right in front of the Warsaw bench. They run up the middle, and there's a run up the middle. Schenck breaks free. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown, Tigers. Michael Schenck, 50 yards. And Warsaw's back in the lead, 13-7.
He had one of those long runs up the middle. I think it was only one or two in that first game that we played him. It wasn't a touchdown run. But he broke a big one up the middle against Concord that first game, and he just did it right there. Two, and that one was a touchdown.
It looked like he was stopped.
Yep.
I was looking for an official to actually raise his hand to blow forward progress, but Schenck never stopped moving, and now Conley for the point after. And we have a false start penalty against the Tigers. Yep. The right side of that offensive line moved. What a crazy game this is. Warsaw with 2 80-yard drives.
Concord has 0 drives.
And Concord has not run a play from scrimmage yet. They back up 5 yards. Conley will try again. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is up. And it's good. 14-7. Warsaw with the lead. 3:09 left to play here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. What a start to this football game. 48-yard touchdown run by Tucker Reed at 8:45, the opening quarter. Warsaw takes the lead. They onside kick it, get the ball back, get 3 yards, facing third down and 6. They fumble. Concord scoops it up and scores. They tie the game at 7, and then Warsaw goes back down the field in just under 4 minutes and retakes the lead 14-7 with 3:09 left to play here in the quarter. Warsaw onside kicked it. The Minutemen had the same group of guys in there for this kickoff. And Luis will kick it high and short. And this will be taken by the up man, Mark Herman. And they're going to reverse it to Brevard. And he get a block. 30, 35, 40 up the near sideline. 50, 45, 40. Cuts back to the middle, to the 30, and all the way to the Tiger 25-yard line. They ran the reverse, and Brevard had a convoy of men set up along the near side.
Might have seen one little block in the back on the way there, but ref didn't call it. Good play call. I'm not sure Coach Curtis the rest of the game might not. He might have just onside it the rest of the game.
Might.
At the worst, you're going to get it at the
yep.
Concord get it at the 45. That's
and Brevard goes 60 yards almost.
Yep.
First time he touches the ball. Bo Brunner in at quarterback, takes the snap, going to throw it backwards to Brevard. This is a running play. He'll run to the left, and he'll dive across the 20-yard line and go down at the 19-yard line. That's a 5-yard gain for the diminutive star of the Concord offense.
And you're right, that pass in the quote-unquote pass in the flat, which was backward, is just an extension of their run game. Just to get the ball out in space.
It's like a long pitch.
Yeah, yep.
An overhand pitch.
Yeah.
2:25 left to play in the quarter. Concord knocking on the door. They're in the red zone, trailing 14-7. Brunner play action fake. Rolling to the right, looking, being chased. He'll flip it out in the flat for Brevard, and Brevard goes up and makes a circus catch at the 4-yard line. When Brunner threw it, I thought that the ball might be intercepted because there were Tigers down there waiting. And what a catch by Brevard. First and goal, Concord at the 4.
Yeah, Brunner just kind of threw that ball up there, and Brevard just made a heck of a catch. You always hear about this on, you know, watch football on TV, high-pointing the ball. He went up and got that ball.
It was behind him. It was on
right.
his right shoulder running left, and he spun and caught that ball. It felt like he was 10 feet off the ground when he caught it.
It might have been.
First to goal from the 4. Ball at the right hash mark, which is the near side of the field as we look at it. Brunner takes a step. He's going to take off and run. Gets hit at the 5, gets away, struggles forward to the 2, dives toward the goal line, and he's in. Touchdown. Bo Brunner with his 9th rushing touchdown of the year, and Concord answers. It's 14-13.
Yeah, we'll have to do something with that that kickoff return because That long return from Brevard definitely helped them there.
Potter on for the point after. Trying to even up the game again. He's only missed 3 times all season. Snap, spot, kick is up, and the kick is good. 1:37 left to play in a spirited first quarter. Warsaw 14, Concord 14. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. The girls' team opens up their season on Tuesday night at Fort Wayne Snyder. Should be another great season. Last year they were about 2 minutes away from coming back from 22 down in the second half to win the state championship game. They'll try to do it again, and we will have the game on Tuesday at Snyder starting at 7:10 on News Now Warsaw.
You know, you look back at the football team, the girls' basketball team, just a magical year for Warsaw sports.
Unbelievable!
You know, it's something that you see it in the future, but man,
it was the best sports year Warsaw ever had.
It was amazing.
Girls went to the championship game. Football went to the championship game. 11 of the 16 Warsaw teams won sectionals. It was quite a school year. Potter to the ball at the 40. Drives it high and deep, and Reed will watch that one sail over his head and 5 yards into the end zone. So the Tigers will start their fourth possession of the game already. Three of them from their own 20-yard line. And the one that they started on the Concord side of the field is the one they didn't score on. I looked up at the moon just to confirm it is not a full moon.
It is not.
The game feels like it is.
Right. So on the three drives, there's been a touchdown scored on every one of Warsaw's drives. Just not one of them wasn't
That's right.
for us.
The Tigers come out from the far side. First down and 10 from their 20. And a 14-14 game with a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Brock, option play right, leap pitch back, and it's Reed, and he's got room. 30, 35-yard line. Are they going to mark him out before that? They will. They'll mark him out at the 34-yard line. That's a 14-yard gain and another first down for the Tigers. If Concord's going to continue to crowd the box, Warsaw's going to continue to angle out to the outside.
Absolutely, especially if we can get that outside edge solved, which we have those last couple runs. If we can get that edge sealed, those are going to go for big runs.
From the 34, ball in the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is the left side of the formation as Warsaw goes from our right to left or from south to north here at Freed Field. Brock, under center, takes the snap, is going to keep it, going to get hit behind the line of scrimmage and dragged down. Dragged down back at the 31-yard line. And making the play was Matt Gunawan. Loss of three on the play. Second down 13.
Yeah, that Concord defensive lineman just kind of busted through there and kind of blew that play up before he even had a chance to start.
Ball backed up in the middle of the field now at the 31. Final 55 seconds of a strange and eventful opening quarter. And Warsaw is going to take another timeout. Timeout, Tigers. 52 seconds left to play. We're going to keep it here with Warsaw leading, or with Warsaw and Concord tied at 14. Warsaw looks, it's hard to imagine Warsaw executing their offense better, and yet they look like they just are a little unsure.
Yeah, but you look at those two touchdown drives. And you can't. I can't say, oh, we're not doing this right, we're not doing that right. I mean, those were two really good touchdown drives. It just so happens that, you know, we get a freak fumble and then a kickoff return. That's, to me, right so far in the game, that's the difference so far.
Just for perspective, it's 7:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Well, it's daylight time today, standard time tomorrow.
Oh, that's correct. You're right. And there have been games we're halfway through the second quarter at 7:32 on a Friday.
Absolutely.
Warsaw had a chat. Hopefully they figured it out. Second down and 13. 52 seconds left to play in the opening quarter. Warsaw and Concord tied at 14. Brock going to pitch it to right to Harmon. He's going to turn up field 35. He's to the 40, and he'll be pushed out of bounds to the Warsaw bench at the 43-yard line. That's a 12-yard gain and sets up third down and short for the Tigers.
I don't know if we've seen that play call yet. That was a fake to the left, and then Quentin Brock pitches it to the right. That's a really nice play call there.
Well, it's meant to get Concord's defense swaying this way and run it back the other way. Third down and one. Ball to 43. First down marker right at the 44, and Concord creeping eight guys, now a ninth guy, right to the line of scrimmage. Brock, hard count, hands off, shank, first down Tigers. Cross the 45 out to the 47-yard line. Gain of four for Michael Shank, first down Warsaw. Tigers will have to run one more play here in this opening quarter. Touchdown runs of 48 yards by Tucker Reed and 50 by Michael Shank. Answered by a defensive touchdown for Kamari Jackson and a four-yard run after a long kickoff return for Bo Brunner. 20 seconds left in the quarter. From the 47 of the Tigers, first down and 10. And it's going to be a keeper, late pitch back, and it's going to bounce out of bounds. Thank goodness. Brock's pitch was wide. It bounces out of bounds back at the 45-yard line. That'll be a loss of two on the play. be second down and 12.
Thank goodness that was run to the short side of the field.
Yes.
If that had been run to the far side, that would have been a fumble inbounds.
And it would have been 21-14 because they had people there. They had two people there, and Harmon would have got rubbed out by the first one, and the other guy would have scooped it and scored.
Yep.
8 seconds left to play in the period. Brock from the far hash mark. White side of the field is left. And it's going to be a keeper for Brock, and he's going to get hit at the 45 and thrown backwards. They're going to give him forward progress beyond the 46-yard line to the 47-yard line. So that's a gain of 2 yards. Third down and 10 coming up when we start quarter number two. After one, Warsaw 14, Concord 14. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw.